Well, let's stay with science for a moment because researchers are learning more about infectious diseases. It may be that calling them infectious diseases does not really get across the way that you become sick. According to a small but growing number of researchers, infectious diseases are infectious, but that's only part of the truth. Your genes also play an important role in determining if an infectious disease will make you ill. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
It is so well known today that germs cause illness that it's hard to imagine a time when that wasn't known at all. But Jean-Laurent Casanova says in the 19th century there were different ideas about why some people developed high fevers and died. Casanova heads the Laboratory of Human Genetics of Infectious Diseases at the Rockefeller University in New York City.
Before infectious diseases were thought to be infectious, there was an opposing theory that proposed that these diseases actually reflected a specific weakness of specific families or populations.
In other words, people got sick because of something they inherited. But then Louis Pasteur came along and proved that microbes cause disease, and people forgot about the notion that fevers seem to run in families.
People who were sick because they were infected by a microbe. The microbe causing tuberculosis or leprosy or pneumococcal disease, you know, whatever, that infection equals disease.
The discovery of penicillin, the first potent antibiotic, seemed to prove this. Destroy the bacteria causing the infectious disease, and you cure the patient. But Casanova says the story isn't as simple as that. Beginning in the early 20th century, scientists began to notice that some people could get infected with a disease-causing microbe and not get sick. Take the case of pneumococcus bacteria. Casanova says nearly every child is infected at some point with this bacterium. Most get nothing worse than sniffles or an earache, but a few wind up in the hospital intensive care unit with severe pneumonia. Why?
We know that the microbe is necessary, but we ignore for most patients and for most infectious diseases what are the other factors that account for some people developing clinical disease when others do well, do not present any symptom.
Casanova has now found genes that may explain the difference. These are genes that make children acutely susceptible to one and only one infectious disease, in this case, pneumococcus infections. He has also found candidate genes that make children susceptible to other microbes, including the herpes simplex virus type 1. Normally, this virus causes nothing worse than a cold sore, but in rare cases, it can cause a devastating brain disease called herpes simplex encephalitis. Casanova admits there hasn't been a lot of progress in unraveling the relationship between specific genes and specific diseases, but he says there's a historical reason for that.
There are thousands of laboratories in microbiology searching for novel microbes, searching for the mechanisms of microbial pathogenesis, but there are only a handful number of laboratories investigating the human genetics of infectious diseases.
Immunologist Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, believes Casanova is onto something important.
Because as someone who sees patients and has seen patients with serious infectious diseases, I have seen individuals who are otherwise strappingly healthy in their 20s who come in with overwhelming herpes simplex encephalitis.
Fauci says in the absence of any other obvious explanation, someone's genetic background may hold the key. And knowing the genetics could suggest drugs in addition to antivirals or antibiotics that could help individual patients.
Whenever you have a disease that's caused by a microbe, there are two parties involved. There's the microbe and there's the host. So you want to learn as much as you can about the microbe, but you also want to learn as much as you can about the host.
Fauci says Casanova's work is an important reminder that in the case of infectious diseases, it takes two to tango. Joe Palca, NPR News.